Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me over the phone right now, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I am doing super, and it's just so weird to not be down there to the studio to call in for this. We've been doing this for several weeks. I missed last week, but this social distancing stuff is a little different, but we've adapted.
We have. We've adapted, and we are, you know, it's kind of the norm right now. And, you know, that's just kind of the steps that we need to take in order for this to not be the norm forever.
That's right. And, you know, I have to applaud our leadership and health department. We're out ahead of things, and I think our plan has been a solid one, and I think that's what will get us out of this faster than it could take if we didn't take precautions. So I'm grateful, but it's just different. Don't get to see your smiling face on a Tuesday.
I know. It does definitely makes it a little bit different. Well, Sheriff, the weather, I have got to say, has been amazing. I'm loving the sunshine, the warmth, and I've actually been able to get out a couple of times and do a little bit of yard work, which now is the time that we all really need to focus on because it's only started the rainy season.
Exactly. Now's the time to get all those little things done that seem to accumulate over the winter. Make sure that your culverts are open and not plugged, and your gutters are still attached to the house. In my case, they seem to fill up with ice and they'll detach. But get all that stuff ready to go because you know, we're going into the season where you could see those monsoonal rains come in the summertime, and you want to make sure everything's ready. Your ground's sloped away from your home and all of that stuff, just to be ready. And it's a good time to do that because we're really not asked to travel. So it's a good time to be home and get things done. Keep in mind, though, we've been out just about every weekend getting people out of the snow on the mountain. There's still a lot of snow up high. So you're not going to be able to drive over the mountain, over Beaver or somewhere like that, or up Dry Canyon or anywhere like that. The snow drifts are too much.
Right. And, you know, aside from that, down a little bit lower from where the snow is at and it started to melt, it's extremely muddy. And so even just going out and you're thinking, I'm not going to go too high, I'll stay out of the snow, well, you could still get stuck in the mud.
Exactly. So, you know, we remind folks all the time, but be prepared for anything. Make sure you have your coat. So even yesterday in town, I was on my side-by-side. It was a beautiful sunny day, warm, just great. And as soon as the sun went down, it wasn't even down completely. I was just in a shadow. It was cold. And
yeah.
So, I mean, it's to the point that if you were up down the mountain, you would be in trouble. It's that cold, so.
Definitely. So you want to be prepared. And, you know, I think that there's really never a time in our area that, depending on where you're going, you're not going to want a jacket. There are places everywhere, even mid-July, where you're going to want a jacket when that sun goes down.
You know, I like to pack a hoodie. Hoodie's easy. It doesn't take a lot of space. And it's just handy to throw on a nice warm hoodie when you're out and stuff like that. And even in the summertime in a rainstorm, if you get wet, you're cold in the mountains.
Yeah, for sure. So, Sheriff, search and rescue is out making calls left and right, just getting people off of the mountain wherever they're getting stuck. And, you know, we mention this every time. It's better to call earlier than later. Don't wait until 3 a.m. when you know at 11 p.m. you're going to be stuck.
Exactly, yeah. The earlier the better. And keep in mind, we'll bring you down. But we're not able to bring vehicles out of the mud just because we can't risk tearing up your vehicle or tearing up ours, and we don't have the insurance for it. And there are tow companies that will recover vehicles if you can't get your buddies in there to get it out. Most of the time, the people that we rescue, it's good that we pull them out for the night, and then they're able to go back with friends and technology, come-alongs and winches, and they're able to get whatever stuck out safely. But just keep that in mind also, because sometimes people will call us and say, hey, my truck's stuck, come pull me out. And we'll tell them, well, we can't get your truck, and they'll tell us, okay, thank you.
Right.
They won't have us come. So that's the other thing to keep in mind. And, you know, with the way things are today, with kids out of school and everything going on, I see kids everywhere, and I think it's awesome. But as a motoring public, keep in mind, they're not watching for you. You've got to watch for them. And they're on bikes and scooters and skateboards and all kinds of things. I've never seen more kids out and about than there are right now. And I think that's awesome.
It is. It's been fantastic, but it is another thing that we need to really pay attention to as we're driving, because there's no set hours that kids are outside playing. It's all day, every day. So definitely be cautious and be paying attention.
Yep. Keep a weathered eye out for the youngins. And, you know, I just want to tell everybody, be safe. And I know it's hard, and we all are a little bit caged up from being home for days and days and days, but it's really to our advantage to stay with this plan and stay home, stay safe. You can go camping in Carbon County. There are a few places to camp. I think those restrictions on going to areas all over are going to be probably one of the first things that get lifted. So keep an eye out and see what the governor's recommendations are. But I really think things are going to start kind of loosening up as we go, but it's going to be a long haul to get back to what we would consider our normal day-to-day lives were.
Right, absolutely. But, you know, holding off on those restrictions are just going to keep the restrictions in place longer. So definitely comply, do what we've got to do, and before we know it, life will be back to normal.
Life will be back to normal, and always keep in mind, a wise man once told me, To have good neighbors, you have to be a good neighbor. Please be patient with your neighbors during this time. I know we're all, like they say, a little caged up and a little on edge, but give people a little bit of slack. We seem to get a lot of calls of neighbor disputes right now, and that's to be expected, but some of it is stuff that could be worked out just by a little bit of patience and really not have to have law enforcement intervene. So I would ask everybody, Be a little more patient right now with your neighbors and let people have a little bit of slack that you may not normally cut them just because of this trying time that we're living through.
Right, for sure. Well, Sheriff, as always, it's been a pleasure chatting with you this morning, kind of getting an update on what is going on in the community and some things that we need to keep in mind and some tips that we need to start thinking about taking care of in our yards, just because, you know, it is that time where if we don't take care of these things, there's a good chance that we'll have some flooding. So better to be safe than sorry.
That's right. Better to be safe than sorry. And, you know, the sheriff's office, your local police department, all of your first responders, they're working just like they always had. They're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you need us, call us. We're happy to come out.
For sure. That has been another update with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. If you want to listen to this interview in its entirety, head on over to castlecountryradio.com.